Well, man, I'm so excited to finally be here. We've been working on this series for quite some time now in preparation for the next 10 weeks for us. And I can't tell you how excited I am to present to you what I believe are the most fundamental basics of knowing Christ and walking with Christ. See, my job is to teach you to know Christ, but then to grow in Christ, and then to help others grow in Christ. We just sang about being a child of God. A child of God comes to know Christ, but then a child of God grows in Christ. Are you growing in the Lord? Anybody here want to grow in the Lord? Hallelujah. But it doesn't end there. As we are growing in the Lord, it is God's will for every child of God to help someone else grow in the Lord. And so a couple things before we get into this. First of all, as we kick off this series, we have a YouVersion Devo that we want everyone to jump on board. So scan that QR code. We're so excited about that. Also, we are starting Like a Tree Becoming Groups. Becoming is a journey that we do together. And so you haven't signed up for a small group here. Do it this time. Take a step of faith. Get connected and get to know people in the body and make yourself available to be a blessing to someone else. I'm going to say amen to that. And so sign up for those things. And then lastly, we're going to read this in a moment. But when you're leaving, everyone is going to get one of these. This is a magnet to put someplace. Put it on your fridge or wherever it'll stick. And we're going to memorize Psalm 1 together. As the days unfold, you're going to have this so memorized, and you're going to be able to meditate on it, and you're going to see, you're going to watch God release the power of His Word into your life. Amen? Amen. So let's go ahead and begin by reading Psalm 1. We're going to read the full psalm today. The Bible says, you know what? Let's read this together. This is good. Here we go. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and on who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. A little bit more. Ready? Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. Come on, now let's praise God. Hallelujah. This psalm is such a phenomenal, holistic explanation of the Christian life and of what it's like to be a child of God in this planet. It's not the same for the righteous as the wicked. God has a very clear path laid out for us. And what's wonderful is that this is offered to everyone. Everyone can become like God's tree. So I want to pray because, you know, in the last couple years, as we started Give and Go, and when we started Give and Go, one of the things that was motivating our hearts, especially my heart, is that Chicago Tabernacle, Now today, Philadelphia Tabernacle is starting this series right at the same time, which is so wonderful. But that we would really mature into who God has called us to be. You know, I'm not interested in having a famous church. I don't care about those things. I'm interested in having Christians that really serve God and honor Christ and bring Him glory. Come on, somebody say amen to that. When you read the Gospels, you see Jesus doing all of these miracles, and people want to stop and build a monument around what He did, and He just kept right on moving. You see, Jesus wasn't interested in being famous, quote, an influencer. Jesus wanted to love and make an impact everywhere He went. And you know what? It's time. God wants us to be able to disciple people. God wants us to grow, to be strong and healthy, just like a tree. Amen? So let me pray for a moment, and I'm inviting you in. You know, let's go on this journey together. And you're like, oh, I know about Psalm 1. Well, listen to it again. It'll speak to you. Because this series is not just for new believers, it's for old believers. You see? Because even old believers can grow privately and become more fruitful publicly. Even new believers should have a strong sense of how to grow someone in the Lord. Amen? So let's pray. Father, thank You for this time. And God, breathe on the next few moments that we spend together. I pray that You would begin to download things that become like mighty roots inside of us and inside of our children. Oh God, that we could grow strong, bear fruit for Your glory. That Your name might be honored, Jesus. That the name of Christ would be feared. That there would be a reverence, oh God, and a thoughtfulness, Lord, that we would be used by You, by Your Holy Spirit, to turn the hearts of others. Businessmen, teachers, God, students, oh God, at the playground, at the coffee shop. Lord, no matter where we go, that we would point people to You, because from our lives they can taste and see that the Lord is good. So bless our time. Help my feeble lips today, Lord, and help our hearts to receive in the mighty name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Okay, now, today is an introductory message, and quite frankly, when I get up to preach, I want to preach, but introductory messages, they have a kind of teaching bent to them, and I need to do that. But this is very important stuff, kind of high-level things that every child of God ought to know. And so it's going to be a little bit classroom-ish again, but this is good, good stuff for our hearts and our souls. Amen? You know, the way God reaches your heart is through your mind. You see? God gives us a sound mind. Amen. God wants to give you a sound mind. Sound minds means that you think biblically. Okay? Okay, so why like a tree? A couple of high points here, right? First of all, in the Bible, there's over 400 references to trees. And in the Jewish tradition, think about how often they say the law. Right? The law, the law. Well, in the Jewish tradition, the law, which were the first five books of the Bible, they used to refer to the first five books of the Bible as the tree of life. Trees feature in a major way. Like, this is no small example in the Bible. This is a gigantic image in the scriptures. Why? Because in Genesis chapter 1, it all started with trees. right? And then at the end of the Bible, the book of Revelation will end with trees. Revelation chapter 2 will talk about eating from the tree of life and the trees that heal the nations. But in the middle of the Bible, there's Psalm 1. And in Psalm 1, God is giving you and I an image so that we could know how to grow in Him. You see, God wants to give us all this simple picture so that some people are like, oh, the Bible is so big, I don't know how to grow. You do, you can just be like a tree. The Bible unpacks this for us in such a beautiful way. So, like a tree is God's simple way to teach us how to become. The Bible says, to them that believed, he gave them the power to become, right? When you become a child of God, when you accept Jesus, the becoming process begins. This series, our next 10 weeks, is all about the becoming process, which you should always feel like you're on the becoming process. You know, I was driving someplace yesterday morning. I was going to a class, and I spoke with Pastor Mike early in the morning, and it was incredible. I read less than usual. I read my Bible, but I read less than usual because I was running. I was trying to get to this class, and he called me, and he started to share some thoughts with me from the Bible, and I'm driving in the car. And as I'm driving in the car and he's sharing thoughts with me from the Bible, I felt the Spirit of God feeding me. You know? And I was like, man, you just made up for the devotion part that I didn't get to have. You know? That's kingdom impartation. That's not just for a pastor. That's for all of us. In other words, the Bible says that we bear fruit, taste and see that the Lord is good. In that moment, I got to taste something off of His life. God wants for people to taste something off of your life today. Something off of your life tomorrow, and they go, oh my goodness, the kingdom of God is here. Christ is here, the Spirit of God is here. I got to have some of that. That's what we're talking about. You see, and when you're really on that becoming journey, it's happening all the time. You see, the Bible says that our leaf does not have to wither. You don't have to dry up or dry out. We can always keep growing stronger and stronger in the Lord. Amen? Amen. Now, here's another very important thing for all of us to know. I want to put a passage of scripture about trees up. Listen to this. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. That's the facts. Okay? So, people do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart. And an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. You see, every human being talks. And as we talk, when our hearts are full of the love and life and word of God, as we speak, it becomes like fruit to people. Now, here's what's important for us to know. Every human being on the planet, when you think about every human being on the planet, what you and I have to be convinced of is that God has the desire, everybody say desire. And God has the power, everyone say power. God has the desire and the power to turn that person into a good tree. Everybody can be turned into a good tree. God can penetrate the human heart. Jesus paid the price so that whoever receives him, they can become just like a tree planted by streams of water. There is no limiting factor to the glory and power of Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life, right? Whom the Son sets free, right, is what? Free indeed, hallelujah. So everyone we run into, and everyone in this room, everyone that's listening is a candidate to develop a life that makes you like a fruitful tree. Amen? Okay, a little bit more, and then we're going to unpack a couple of key things for today. So in light of that, this is supposed to give us a biblical perspective of ourselves. So when you think of like a tree, well, you know that a tree is alive. You know a tree needs to be nourished. You know that a tree is surviving out in nature, right? In the midst of all of the forces, right? The next time you say, oh, this is too hard, it's not too hard. God can keep you. God can grow you. God can strengthen you by his mighty power. He is able, the same way trees stand in all of the seasons. How many know God can cause us to stand? He's able by his mighty power, right? Even if you're depressed today, even if you're addicted today, I'm telling you, there is a universal supernatural power that flows from the Holy Spirit after Jesus rose from the dead that can transform you and keep you. So, the biblical perspective of yourself is I'm like a tree and I can grow. And I can change and I can be transformed. Secondly, becoming like a tree is the key to understanding what it really takes to grow. And that's part of my responsibility here. And I want to know that you know what it takes to grow. So you got to know what it takes to grow. These are some simple basic things so that you could know how to grow. And I'm telling you right now, one of my prayers is that there would be a shift inside of some of us, right? That we think, I came to church to somehow experience some inspiration, but then the rest of the week, it's just back to normal. You see, it's not back to normal. It's like we are called to grow on a daily basis as we root ourselves in Christ. God wants us rooted and fruitful. Amen? So then here's the last thing is, and this is the biggest challenge to all of us, like a tree is the way to disciple a new person, a new believer. And for me, like statistically, like we cannot conform to the current statistics in our nation. Okay? We cannot. I forget what the number is, but the larger a church gets, it takes like 27 or 36 people to lead one person to Christ. Thank you for going, right? I wish you'd have done that louder. You know, I wish you'd have said, no way. But that is the truth, because Christians don't have the courage or the confidence to help disciple someone. So dig in, drill down, learn, and it will be a very kind of natural thing. You know, I walked into a business establishment with my wife this past week, and I'm looking at this guy, right? And he looked at me, and I looked at him. And then I thought he was going to keep walking, so I said, okay. You know, because sometimes I think I know people, but I don't. The most embarrassing thing happened to me once is, like, I thought I knew someone. I went to shake their hand. They just walked right by me. So now, even if I feel like I know someone, I'm just cool until they say something, because anyway, so that's the way it goes as the church grows, right? So anyway, he comes over, and we started to talk. And it turns out his name is Ricky. So Ricky has a son, and I've been praying for him. I've been praying for Ricky and for his son. It's like I don't know you, but I pray for you. And I pray for your face when I see it. I'm telling you, I promise you, I pray for your face. And I've been praying, God, like when you think about discipling someone, think dinner table. I imagine Ricky at the dinner table. And you know what he's doing? He's sowing seeds into his little boy. And he's growing him just everyone like a tree. You see? You can do that for a coworker. You can sow seeds into their life. You could water those seeds. And the more excited they get about the Lord, the more that they could become. Every Christian can disciple another Christian. The Bible says, go and make disciples. Right? So there's things that we think like, oh, it's so important to me. But what about what's important to Christ? Discipleship is important to Jesus, right? So we want to equip you and strengthen you to disciple someone. It will set your life on fire. One person that you're growing in the Lord will set your life on fire. You know, we were saying a couple weeks ago, look, don't come to the Easter, to resurrection season, to Easter season. Don't come alone. Bring someone. And so so my wife is like, well, who are you bringing? I know who I'm bringing, right? And so, and I'm like, well, that's not fair. You just talk, you know, to people a lot more than I do. And but anyway, so we got to Banana Republic, and my wife, in all fairness, I took the credit for this one. But my wife had invited this guy a bunch of times. But I went, but I closed the deal. Come on. I closed the deal. So I gave him my number, and I said, text me when you're coming. And we met him, and he was here last week. His name is Tino. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I tell you, I've been pastoring for 35 years. It's just as exciting today, or even more. It's just as wonderful today as it was. Like this, you will not get tired. Your heart will overflow with the joy of the Lord. Don't you want to flow in the joy of the Lord? It will make you strong. Hallelujah. And you know what? We're supposed to be stretching out the branches of our heart and offering fruit just like a tree. Amen? Okay, so two quick takeaways for today's message. And again, this is more big picture. And then in those successive weeks, we're going to really start breaking all of this down. So the first thing that when you just look at the sermon, at the message on whole, right? When you look at Psalm 1 and whole, here's what it's telling you. Everyone here lives in two worlds at once. Okay? Trees live in two worlds at once. You and I live in two worlds at once. Okay? When you look at a tree, there's what's happening below ground, and then there's what's happening above ground. Right? So for the sake of our understanding, your below ground life is so important. And you know that because when you look at a tree, you know that the secret to its above ground strength is what's happening below ground. You know? You know that that tree couldn't handle the winds and the rain and be that strong if there was nothing below ground. You see? So our below ground life is everything. Every Christian lives in two worlds at once. So below ground, no, go back. Below ground speaks to your relationship with God that no one sees. Okay? No one can read. There's a part of your relationship with God that no one can see. It's a space that's reserved for you and Jesus, and you and Jesus alone. Okay? Nobody can see what's happening below ground. And we're going to unpack this in a moment. We call this the realm of meditation. Why? Because the psalm describes above ground dynamics, but the man resists certain above ground, or the person will resist above ground dynamics so that they can meditate. And on his law, he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by the waters. So God wants to grow us our below ground life. Now, above ground, which will be the second half of our series, speaks to your relationship with God that everyone sees. Everyone should know you're a Christian. I'm going to say that one more time. Maybe you could say amen to that. Okay? Christians should not have a secret faith, especially in a nation like this. People are declaring what they believe. How about Christians declare who they love and who they believe? So look, the healthier you are, the stronger you are below ground, the stronger you'll stand above ground, the longer you'll last. You see? Now, this is reflective of, like, think about in the old, this goes all the way back to the Old Testament. What does he say to Abraham? He says, watch this, okay? He says, Abraham, I'm going to bless you. Below ground, it all begins. And then I'm going to make you a blessing above ground. Like, that's like faith 101. Abraham was the father of faith. What did he say to Abraham? He said, I'm going to bless you and make you a blessing. That's the word of the Lord to you. God wants to bless you starting below ground and then make you a blessing above ground. Just like a tree. Just like a beautiful, wonderful, fruitful tree. So your below ground life is specifically reserved for just you and Jesus. So my wife and I pray together. Right, and we worship together. We, you know, we live together. But I have my time with the Lord. She has her time with the Lord. You know why? Because the closer I am to Christ, the closer she is to Christ. The stronger we are in Christ, the less demands we make on each other, and the more of a blessing we become to one another. You see? And so God wants to bless what's happening below ground. And let me say this. What happens in the unseen place of your life has the power to transform everything. Just you and Jesus. You don't need anyone else, just you and Jesus. Now, this is the space that Satan attacks the most. We'll talk about that in a minute. But let me talk to you a little bit more about your, I want to raise your below ground expectations. Your below ground life with God is three things: bigger, busier, better. Come on, let's say that together. Ready? Bigger, busier, better. Your below ground life, just you and Jesus, is so much bigger often than we realize. There's so many things to learn. There's so many ways to grow. Like, there's so much. You know, when you look at a tree, people don't know that very often, most likely, the root system of a tree is either the same size or bigger than the crown above ground. You understand? And so God wants your below ground life to be big and robust. He wants to make your below ground life busy. When people say things like, you know, I read the Bible, I don't know. you know. I'm telling you right now, you can cross a line. You can cross a line with just you and God. As you start to read, as you start to meditate, the Holy Spirit is fire. The Holy Spirit is love. The Holy Spirit is joy. The Holy Spirit is grace. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is the great comforter. The Holy Spirit will meet you, energize you, strengthen you, quicken you by His mighty power. You can experience so much in your below ground life. But you have to seek Him. Remember, you believe, you seek, you grow. Go home today, and if you're like, man, I haven't read the Bible in so long, that's okay. Start today. Go to the place that is reserved for you. It's so special. Look, I would kind of sum up what I'm talking about with a kind of living example that's happened in the last 6 weeks. Okay? So we have a sister in our church, and she's probably been coming to the church, I think, I'm bad with time, but let's say 8 months. So the first 3 months that she was here, she's older than me. And she, first time I met her, she was weeping. She was just weeping. And she was kind of trembling. You know why? Because she had been pulverized by some hardship and loss. And it was one of those things that was one loss after the other. And she was so devastated that I prayed for her several times. And as I prayed for her, she was just shaking. I'm not exaggerating. This is the truth. It happened right at this spot. Okay? And so, and I could feel the sense of hopelessness, right? The sense of hopelessness. Tell them to send me somebody. I got more to talk to, but it's just nice with the piano, right? So the hopelessness in her and you could tell she was being tormented all day long. So I prayed for her a couple times. And please, like, this is it. So just when you're in a battle, remember the spiritual world. Satan will attack your below ground life every day, all day. Don't be shocked when you get discouraged to read the Bible. Don't be shocked when the phone rings, right? Don't be shocked when you get sleepy. It's if you pick up W. You know, it's the flesh, you know. So don't be shocked someone gets you in a bad attitude and you're like, how am I going to read the Bible with this attitude? Read it anyway. Amen. Have a little talk with Jesus. That's what you're supposed to do. How many would say amen? Right? So what I love about serving the Lord is no matter what mood you're in. I was just speaking to a bunch of leaders, and can I tell you something? The most wonderful thing about being a Christian is that God loves your honesty. Tell the Lord in the private place what's going on. Okay, I'm digressing too many stories. So here we are. We're back. So then this happened about 8 weeks ago, right here. A sister brought her forward. Everybody say, that's where I come in. So a sister brings her forward. And, I mean, she just is, like, so broken. And I started to encourage her. But it just so happens that the same kind of loss that she's had, the sister had. So the sister's standing there. And saying, sister, to her, I understand. God can help you. She's saying, God can help you. I'm saying, God can help you. She's like, the Lord helped me. I said, the Lord helped her. Look at her. Like, God is able. She's like, God is able. God is able. I was just like Echo. You know? We prayed again. We had this moment right here. Off she went. So we went to minister to pastors in Italy. We came back. I saw her. I'm not exaggerating. I saw her. She wasn't like this. She was like this. She was bright. She was so bright. She was walking so tall. I was like, wow. Like she grew about an inch and a half at least. She was clear. She wasn't like there was no tornado in her mind. She wasn't trembling. She was standing, hallelujah. She was standing, blessed be the name of the Lord. I was like, oh snap. You know what happened to her, right? It took me like 2 or 3 weeks before I talked to her, so I saw it like 3 times. But you know what happened, right? Could you put that other slide back up for me? Right? Look, you know what happened for her? She met Jesus in the better place. Listen, this place is better than anything on this earth. This place is better than any vacation. It's better than any paycheck. It's better than any pleasure. Your time with Jesus is bigger and better. It's more wonderful. Hallelujah. And the closer you get to God, no matter how much you gain materially or in other ways, it will always be bigger, busier, and better. How many have found Jesus to be better? He's better than ever. Hallelujah. You see, when you think about this place, we're reminded what happens in the unseen place has the power to transform everything. So one of your prayers today is become convinced of this. All right? Just because you're on the struggle bus doesn't mean this is not real. Okay? There's too many testimonies. There's too many ex-cons. There's too many ex-wife beaters. There's too many ex-drug addicts. There's too many ex-racists. There's too many ex-everything who met Jesus in the better place and were changed for the glory of God. Just go there. Just go there and meet him there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's only reserved for you and Jesus. I hope that makes you feel special because you are special. You are special to Jesus. And you know what? Even when the whole world tells you you're not special, so what? Jesus thinks you're special. And he's the friend that sticks closer than a brother. Hallelujah. So that's the first thing. Second thing is this. We are like trees, but we are walking trees. Okay? So I love this kind of mark because it was designed to remind us that we're like walking trees. Okay, even the Bible, when you read Psalm 1 tonight, because I know you're going to start reading it today and memorizing it today. Good job in advance. right? When you read this, it starts by talking about how we're walking trees. Blessed is the man or the one, the person who does not what? Walk. You see, you and I are moving around. We're trees, but we are spiritual trees. We still bear fruit. We're still in soil, but we move as trees. That's the spiritual. There's the literal, but then the spiritual means that you and I, we move from one place to another. We are walking trees. You see, a tree plants in one place, but a Christian moves for the glory of God. So here's what this tells us, okay? The Bible is telling us that as we're walking in since we're walking trees, we have to be mindful, right? Because where we go, where we stay, who we talk to is kind of like soil. All right? So we have to remain planted in good soil. So here's what the Bible is teaching us, okay? The Bible is teaching us the path we walk is either walking into good soil or bad soil. Where your feet take you this week and the week after, in other words, places are soil, right? Where you stand, where you go, those things are like soil. You know, sometimes we walk to a group of friends. That's soil. Sometimes let's say you walk to a movie theater, right? That's soil, depending on what you watch. Places are soil. So one of the challenges to you, if you want to become a healthy tree, you have to remember, places are soil. Okay, now we've been teaching you, but now we're really preaching to you here. Okay, if you want to be healthy, remember, places are soil. If you want to get strong and healthy, right, you have to understand the lifestyle we live is like soil. Activities are like soil. Hobbies are like soil. How we entertain ourselves is like soil. So right now I'm praying, search us, Holy Spirit, because we want to be, how many want to be in good soil? Hallelujah. Here's the last one, and then I want to just kind of sum this up, but the people we join, right? He doesn't walk in the counsel of the wicked, stand in the way of sinners, sit in the seat of mockers. Do you hang out with mockers? You see, if you hang out with mockers, you're in the wrong soil. It doesn't matter what they could do for your life. It doesn't matter if you think that temporarily they could be helpful to you. It's not good soil. Part of belonging to Jesus means that you become very mindful of the soil. And here's why. So this is a very unique phenomenon of the organic world. Okay? So it is possible, below ground, everybody say below ground. It is possible to have nourishing things happening below ground, but at the same time have poison visiting your below ground life. So you can have poison and nourishment at work in your life at the same time. So like you came to church, praise God. You worshiped the Lord, praise God. You read your Bible, praise God. But what about your soil this week? You see, if you want to grow, and this is one of the reasons why some people don't turn into mighty oaks of righteousness as the Bible promises, and I'm going to read you a promise in a moment. You want to know why? It's because even though they do the right things on one side, they're always in the wrong soil on the other side. You see? And if you would do the right things in the right soil, forget about it. Your life will blow up, right? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Impact, anointing, like God moments. All of these things get released. This reminds me, almost done here, but this reminds me, the Dominicans, when I was growing up, I had a Dominican friend. They had a saying, what they build up with their hands, they tear down with their feet. So it's kind of like the same thing, right? It's, if you want to grow like a tree, you have to take the soil you're planted in seriously. And I'll give you this. I go back now 40 years, right? And my first couple years in the Lord were on the socially lonely side. And it was like there were so many things, and it was kind of difficult because, you know, I grew up in the world, and so, you know, I had a family member. Here's a classic example. So I had a family member invite me to a bachelor party, and he says, "Oh, you gotta come." All this kind of stuff. We're going to have a stripper there. We're going to have this. We're going to have that. And I'm like, I'm a baby Christian. But I'm like, nah, I'm not going to go. He's like, why not? I says, nah, you know, I'm just not into that. And he's like, you know, man, right? Listen to this, because the devil has the same playbook. He's like, you've become a fanatic. You know, don't take this religious stuff too seriously. On and on and on. I'm like, okay, bro, cool. I'll check with you after. I'll give you some kind of gift or something, but I'm not going. Just, I don't want to be there. You know, always think when you go places, always think, since I have Jesus with me, do I want to bring Jesus here? Come on, somebody say amen to that. But look, that includes conversations. I wish I could ring up heaven and say, hey, could you give me what the stats are on Christians who become unhealthy because of gossip in the church? Yeah, could you break that down for me? I've seen the poison of gossip destroy so many people. You know why? It's the wrong soil. It's not what God has for you. God has for you to be like a tree. But I'm going to tell you, there comes a turning point when you root yourself in Christ. There comes a turning point, okay, where even though you used to be alone because you're like, man, like I was like, I don't even know any Christians, you know? And I started going to church, but I wasn't super social, and so I was kind of working through it. But then all of a sudden, I met some Christians. And all of a sudden, I had someone to go eat lunch with. And then all of a sudden, somebody was actually discipling me. All of a sudden, I met this beautiful girl right here. You know, you realize if I was in the wrong soil, I would have never met her. You know, if I was in the wrong soil, I would have never met Tim Arthur or Mike Risher, right? Or Dave. I mean, like, you don't understand how powerful being planted in Christ. The impact on your children. The other day we were talking about, almost done, forgive me for all the personal references, but you know, we were in all of these places. We come here, Susie meets Josh here, right? Annie meets Andy here, right? Tommy was in love with Olympia since he was like 7. You know where he met her? Right here. You know? We were like, boy, you better cool your jets. You know? It was like he always wanted to marry Olympia, right? Now, in the mind of God, he had it all worked out. For I know the plans I have for you. They're plans to bless you, to prosper you, not to harm you. You know, just because you have to sacrifice a little today doesn't mean that God's not going to bless you tomorrow. Come on, how many of we serve a God who blesses and makes us a blessing? Hallelujah. Stay in the right soil. Get out of the wrong soil. And you will be blown away at what God does in you, through you, for you. Okay, so I want to close in a moment. I want to read another promise to you. But I want you to think about this for a minute, and then I'll put this up. I want you to think about dirt. When was the last time you had your hands in dirt? Okay? Come on, let's imagine with me. Imagine that in front of you there was a big pile of dirt, and you took a big handful of dirt. Right? Can you feel that dirt? Feel it? Right? And then somebody, you ask someone, and as you're holding it, they put a seed in that dirt. You take that dirt and you just put it in the right pot and you water it every day. And you give it the right kind of sun. What can that seed become? You'll hear me say this later, but I didn't know this. But when fruit has seed inside of it, in one fruit, the capacity to create an entire orchard is resident in just one fruit. The capacity of blessing and impact in your life goes far beyond anything you could ever ask or think or imagine. And here's God's promise to us. Look what Psalm 92 says. It says, the righteous, those who believe, those who put their faith in Christ, the righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit. Come on, somebody say, still bear fruit. They will still bear fruit. Right? In old age. Right? How many know your body can get older, but your spirit can stay fresh and strong? Hallelujah. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, the Lord is upright. He is my rock. There's no wickedness in him. Today, tomorrow, the very last day, wouldn't it be wonderful for your last words to say, the Lord is my rock. Hallelujah. There's no wickedness in him. God has been good. He's been good. He's been faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.